What you doing, Michael?
Reading my Bible.
Reading your what?
My Bible. You know, the book that people who go to church read. We happen to read it every day. It gives us answers to questions and also entertains our heart.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting. I just finished watching my favorite Pokemon video. It was so awesome.
That does sound like fun, but I just finished a story in the Bible, and it too was awesome.
A story from the Bible and you called it awesome? I can't see how that can be. It has to be about a bunch of old people way back in the old days. Back when dinosaurs walked around and cavemen lived in caves and Sister Barb started teaching. There can't be anything exciting or awesome about that.
Oh no, I wasn't reading about that. I was reading about a man so strong that he could kill a lion, a bear, and even fight hundreds of men at one time and win by using nothing but his bare hands and a jawbone of a donkey. In fact, he was so strong that at the end of the story, he was able to call on God and ask for strength to knock down a huge building. He knocked down the building by simply pushing on the post that held up the building. It was an awesome story, and it was true, unlike your video that you watched.
Really? That does sound like a good story. Are there more stories like that in your Bible?
Sure there is. Not only is there a story about Samson, the strongest man in the Bible, but there is another story about a group of people who believed in God so much that they knocked down a huge wall by marching around it.
They knocked a wall down by walking around it? I can't believe that.
But they did. For 7 days, they marched around the walls of Jericho until the seventh day. On the seventh day, they began to play their instruments and cry out to God. God listened to them, and like he had promised to them, he knocked down those walls, and the children of Israel were able to continue their journey.
Their journey? Where were they going? Man, this sounds like a good story.
It is a good story. They had escaped out of slavery and walked through an ocean after it was rolled back by Moses, their leader. Moses held out his staff, and the ocean parted, and the children of Israel walked over on the ocean floor.
Oh man, that would have been cool. I bet they could see the fish and the sharks and everything else in the water. If I had been there, I would have put my hand in the water to see what it felt like. I would have found all the money that people had thrown in the water when making a wish. I would become a millionaire. By the way, what were the Israelites running from anyway?
Well, like I had mentioned, they had escaped out of slavery, but the Egyptians did not want to let them go. So the evil king decided to send his armies after them and bring them back. But God wasn't about to let that happen. So he gave Moses the power to part the Red Sea so that the Israelites could escape to the other side.
But didn't the evil army try to follow them and get across the same way?
Well, they did try to follow them, but God put the water back in its place, and so the evil army was destroyed, and the Israelites escaped.
Tell me more! Tell me more!
Oh, I don't know about that. Why don't I give you my Bible and let you read some for yourself? There are many stories in the Bible.
Like what? Are there any stories about Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I don't think so, but there are some stories about a man who couldn't see and was healed. There is another one about a man who was thrown in the lion's den, but the lions didn't eat him. In fact, he went to sleep. He used the lions as pillows. My favorite story would have to be about three Hebrew men who were thrown in a fiery furnace but wasn't burned up.
Wasn't burned up? Did they have superpowers or something?
No, they were protected by God. God did not let them burn up.
God didn't let them get burned up. God must be a stage 4 superhero. He seemed to be the best superhero around. Do you have God? Won't you trade it for a Pokemon card? It is my favorite.
Yes, I do have God, and no, I don't want to trade him for a Pokemon card.
Why not? This card is the bestest in the world. It could be any other cards.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't have God. I just said I wouldn't trade anything for God. But I will tell you how to receive God for yourself. It won't cost you anything, and it will make you forget about how important your Pokemon cards are.
Okay, this sounds really cool. I can't wait to hear. I so want to learn.
Come on with me. We can go to Sunday school, and there you will learn how God becomes yours.
I can't wait. I'm really excited about God.